Hello, fellow listeners, viewers, listeners of Audio Syncratica. Hey, just want to let you know that that you read the title right. This is a part one of two episode with me and Jesse. Really good friend of mine. We just ended up going really long, and to respect your time and try to keep things a little bit more concise, and something I'm going to try to do in the future is to try to keep episodes less than 2 hours, maybe just an hour and a half, to respect your time. And yeah, I don't think I'm that big to where I can just shove 4 hours of content in your feed. So hopefully you appreciate the sentiment. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a super rad day, okay?
Hey, what's going on? This is Audio Syncratica. I'm here with my, well, I don't even know if we're good friends, but I don't know. I think I every time I talk to you, I feel like we're good friends or we've known each other for at least a bit. But yeah, it's
Yeah,
Jesse Agata. Huh?
it's weird how it happened. We had like a very intense bromance for the night that we met, and we reconnect once every like 6 months to a year. So I'd say we're pretty much best friends.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. Funny enough, dude, when I met your brother Noe, and it wasn't even Noe directly, but I had a confrontation with like Jojo, and it wasn't even a confrontation. It's not what you think. So what happened is like Noe asked me to go grab a beer, like really quick, and I guess they had like a specific ice chest or whatever. I remember specifically like it was when like Yetis were first coming about. And then I go inside and I go grab Noe a beer, right? And it's obviously from his ice chest. And then Jojo was just like, "Oh no, I don't fucking think so. You grabbing beers from our ice chest?" Like, "Oh dude, like Noe asked me to grab one." And then Noe just comes out and is like, "Dude, it's cool." Just like, "Oh, you let him?" And then we're like all just agreeing on like what I was doing. It's just like, I'm gonna give this to you now, or since you're here, do you want to get it? Like, I don't know. Like, what do I do now? Like, I don't know. That's the only thing. But yeah, I've known you for like a good while, and I think the last time I saw you was Lucy's birthday, I think it was. Yeah, I think that's what it
Ish, yeah,
was.
like 2 years ago, maybe a year
I
ago.
yeah, that one was 2 years ago. I'm pretty sure that one was 2 years ago. Yeah, Lucy's had like two birthdays since then. At least when we've seen each other. You know what I mean? But yeah. So yeah, I already introduced who you are, but why don't you tell me in your own words who you are?
For sure,
Introduce
for
yourself
sure.
to my guest, please.
Yes, Mr. Syncratica listeners, my name is your own personal Jesus. It's all one word, all lowercase. A little bit about me. I did 12 years active duty Marine Corps. I'm pretty open-minded. You could say that I'm very open-minded, actually, in line with stuff. I'm all over the board, and we're going to get into that here, and I can't wait till we do. And I'm hoping that it's entertaining enough to show anybody who disagrees with me that even disagreeing can be entertaining, and that's where we should keep it. Other than that, yeah, ready to rock and roll.
I have this like problem, like where people, like when I invite people onto my show, they don't think they're that interesting. I'm just like, dude, if I didn't think you were interesting, I wouldn't even invite you on the show. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I wouldn't, like if
That's a
you
them
asked me, I would have just
problem.
been like, you get what I mean? Just like, you get what I
Is.
mean? Like, if I didn't think you were good enough to be on my show, or if I didn't think, like, dude, if I thought you were fucking potatoes and meat and shit, like, with no spice or nothing like that, dude, I wouldn't have you on, dude. If I thought you were fucking bratwurst, I'd be like, nah, dude, we're good. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, yeah, dude,
Here's
I'll
my
call
link. You
you.
can
Like,
listen.
you know what I mean?
Listen all
I'd give you the whole, like, yeah, dude, next week for sure. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll call you. You don't even have my number. Like, it's just like, yeah, I'll call you. Yeah, for sure.
Freedom of Information Act, man. I got it. Don't worry. I'll call you.
Oh, is that how it works? Like, I don't know, dude. Are you that spam caller that's been on my fucking line?
That's me, man. I don't know why you haven't bought freaking car insurance yet. Car
Or
warranty. I
what?
don't know why you haven't picked
That's
up
the
or called me
dude. That's
back.
the worst one. That is the worst one, dude. Every day, dude, and I know why they keep on calling me, dude, because I keep on falling for it. Is what happens, dude. Like, I'm expecting a call, right? I know I'm expecting a call that's gonna happen either this month, and that happens every month. And then, like, dude, I answer. I'm just like, they got me again, dude. They got me again.
They
I
got
just
me.
accepted that they're always gonna call me, and I'm just always gonna be disappointed whenever I answer the phone. Even right now, when you call me, I was just like, dude, I guarantee you, it's gonna be them calling about my fucking warranty on my car, dude.
I lost my car 6 years ago, Dick.
God damn it. You keep on reminding me of the car I don't have. Why didn't I get insurance? we're gonna get into a subject like really quick that I really like, but it's kind of loosely based on it. I think you might have misinterpreted what I said, but it's still kind of closely related. But like, do you know what EDC is by any chance?
EDC, like the dance music?
No, that's EDM. Dude, you're the second person that says that. It's just like, okay, it's everyday carry. But I know you're making jokes.
Yeah,
you got
yes,
jokes.
Yes. I got jokes, yes. My everyday carry is a Taurus 9 mil. It's a THC9. She's a beauty little beast. She's the apple of my eye. I do got a couple of qualms. You know, the mag release isn't near quick enough, and I'm not ballsy enough to shave anything to make it faster. But he cycles every time and sends rounds downrange. She's, she's my protector, and I love her.
Your rod and your staff, would you say?
My rod.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, he's talking about his gun. A Taurus is like a make and model of a gun. So yeah, we're gonna talk about guns, like for a little bit at least. I don't know, for maybe for a lot of it. I'm pretty interested. I have a. Do you know Israeli Weapon Industries by any chance?
I've heard of them. Yes, they make some pretty beautiful looking things.
Mine's an IWI or Israeli Weapon Industries Masada, and that one's pretty close to, I think, a Glock 17 in size and shape.
Okay.
And it's just I think it's a lot better because like it has like a little bit more ammo capacity than the Glock 17, or if not, it's the same thing. I forget because I always compare it to a lot of like smaller Glocks and stuff like that. But it's been a pretty good. I don't carry it with me all the time. It's just a little bit too big, so that's why I'm looking for an everyday carry weapon. Yours is a little bit smaller, and that's not a bad thing. I would just rather it be a little bit more comfortable to carry, you know?
Right.
And how do you feel about size and weight of guns, or is there something that you're looking for in the market by any chance?
You know, I absolutely love the. To me, it's more of a trigger weight, trigger pull. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first started firing, it was when I was in the Marine Corps in a rifle pistol competition. It was, and this was my first introduction to shooting a handgun. And it was a Beretta 9mm. And the thing had like a 12-pound trigger pull. It was ridiculous. And they made us shoot it one-handed. Immediately after that, I went to go hang out with some grunts. And one of them had a Glock 45. And we went out shooting. And I had already learned with the Beretta. So I'm just a fan of how light Glocks are and how super light the trigger is. You know, you barely, you know, you can slowly inch on that trigger and it's gonna fall down pretty quickly. It's really easy to be surprised, in other words. And that's what I'm a fan of, is how easily the trigger flies.
Are you talking about, like, what is it called? Like, it's the break?
Trigger
like going past that break? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, that breaker. What is it called? The wall? There you go. The wall. The wall is, the like, wall. Like pretty... significant on Glocks, would you say?
It's actually pretty light. Like
okay.
So like you the trigger falls really, really fast. In other words, so it's so if a light wall would be a hair trigger, mm-hmm. Glock is a little bit harder than a hair trigger.
Okay. I would describe like I've shot like maybe what was it? Like a Glock. It was a 43X, I think it was. And that one's cool. It's just like it doesn't have the pinky extension on it, or it's like it's got like a it's got that pinky part missing on it. Like I don't know. It's just like kind of like
yeah.
That half trigger. I just didn't like that. That's the only thing I didn't like about it. But my IWI Masada, it's just like a full size duty weapon for the most part. Like if I were carrying it on my hip or whatever, I wanted to try to get like an in the waistband, but it still feels like I've tried it like, you know, loosely, like unloaded, like in my fucking waistband. I'm just like, I don't like the way this feels. And I wear like kind of like tight pants. I'm just like, I don't think this is going to fucking work out, man. Like this is definitely not going to work out. So I've been looking at other stuff. Two of my favorites are I forget who makes the Hellcat, but I think the reason I didn't choose like anything from the Hellcat, who makes the Hellcat? I got to look it up for a second. But another one was the SIG, Sig Sauer P365.
Sig
Have
Sauer.
You seen that one?
I actually had just seen one on Facebook, believe it or not, which I was surprised. as left-leaning as the website is, I did see a Sig Sauer there, and I was like, oh my God, you know, this is beautiful. And it got me really interested because they're beautiful, and it looks like you can modify them. There's, from the ones that I've seen, you can get them pretty decked out. From what I've heard, the research I've done, the Glock 19 is the most affordable when it comes to modifying it. You can get a fully decked out racer pistol for like, you know, about a grand versus other models.
What's a racer pistol?
Super light hair trigger, zero safety. What else? A super light mag release, and one that just goes shick shick really really easily.
Like racer slide, pistol, just like butter.
Yeah, super butter. That way, and that's because there's competition pistols. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's super easy to put multiple rounds down range without having to squeeze a trigger. It's not a squeezing trigger kind of thing. It's my fingers moving and rounds are coming out the gun kind of deal. But they're just beautiful. So, and it's really easy on the Glock platform to build those up. You know, you can buy looser springs, better, more lighter triggers, trigger assemblies, different slides. And then it's also got that really amazing, you know, some of them have this, you can buy the threaded barrel, you know, so anybody who lives in Texas, they can get that little tin can at the tip and look like a assassin, stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. Let me just get my Masada. But what is it called? The only thing about Glocks, the thing about Glocks is like they're, if you're ever going to get a first weapon, there's nothing wrong with getting a Glock. If anything, like you probably prefer, like if anything, I wish I would have gotten a Glock for a couple of reasons. Like though my Masada is like a really nice handgun, I really like it. It feels really great. It's got a Picatinny rail, iron sights, which I think most Glocks don't come with iron sights. They're like plastic, right?
Right. I've seen they're adjustable.
Yeah, which I'm not a fan of because it's just like I've seen people just like take, and this is really unfortunate for some people where they just take it out of the box and then like the sights just fall apart. And I'm just like, oh, well, guess what? You get to upgrade your Glock early. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get to upgrade your Glock like super early. You're going to go right back to fucking Academy and just go ahead and just pick out some new sights, dude. The cool thing about Glocks, though, is like, dude, you can get as many accessories. It gets as nerdy as like a car.
Like a gamer.
What else? Like airsoft. Well, I think it's better than a gamer because you're doing it in real life. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
of course,
formality.
You know what? As a formality, please be safe. If you're gonna get a handgun, get some training or stuff like that. I was in the military. I learned how to shoot there too, and it wasn't fun for me. It was just like, I don't know about you, but it's just like, it is the most high pressure fucking way to learn how to fucking use a gun. For me, it was it was just like, what the fuck
people
do you mean?
You.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, yeah, I didn't do that right. It's like, dude, nobody's gonna hold your hand in the fucking military. It's just like to learn how to shoot. It's like, so learning how to shoot in the military is probably the worst idea. So if you got a buddy, like, you know what I mean, that's probably better. Like, you know what I mean, I think I've had better training like outside of the military in some aspects. It's like, oh, okay, people are just nice about it. Like, dude, it's okay, it's not a big deal. But it, like, you don't want to fucking learn in the military, dude. It fucking sucks. And if you do, it's whatever, dude. It's just like, it is what it is. So do you have any I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, I'll listen.
I was gonna say is like, have you made any modifications to your gun or anything like that, or anything like, because like I was saying, it's like you can mod it like a race car or like a like a video game, like you were saying, but it's just like you're doing the real thing. You know, it's just like really fun. But have you made any modifications to your Taurus?
Honestly, no. And please, you know, have your followers listening to this, see if they could send some links, because I've been looking all over the internet to see if there's anything that I could do. And I can't even buy extra mags from what I found. Like, finding magazines for it, like, it's near impossible. I wanted more extendo magazine, do club, you know, kind of stuff. And I couldn't even find that. So it was just kind of disappointing. I didn't learn that until after I bought it. But like I said, it was a home defense, you know, everyday carry. It's with me. It follows me. And it's good. It's small enough to be concealed if I needed to be concealed. It's big enough to be noticed if somebody's, you know, if somebody needs to feel protected around me, they're going to see the gun. They're going to know they're protected. You know what I mean?
Because okay, so let me just break that down for a little bit. I think what you're saying is just like, if you have to brandish, which meaning just like present your gun, as in to
that's
not
illegal.
Use
I
it.
Wouldn't do that.
What was that?
That's illegal. I wouldn't do that.
Like, well, if you had to, like, I would. The thing is, like, okay, first of all, the first thing is, like, dude, that is kind of like your last line of defense, your LOD,
Oh, for
right?
sure.
Like, it's just like you're gonna try to de-escalate it before, like, dude, that's why, like, I mean, older people for sure, it's just like, dude, why even get in the fight? Why even escalate things in the first place? Like, you know what I mean? There's no
Exactly.
reason for that. If somebody
None.
has a problem with you, let them have a problem with you, dude. And even me, like, these days, I'm just like, dude, just I'll bite even at the bars. I'm just like, when I used to go, I'm just like, hey, dude, do you want another beer? Like, I think this will fix everything. Just leave me alone. And then after that drink, I go. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, hey, I'd rather go knowing I don't have to. And even then, you can't carry in a bar or anything like that, just to let you know. Like, you know what I mean? You can't. Because I think if, like, the
I
sales are
wouldn't. I
like,
mean,
well, you can't. Well, first of all, you can't have brand, you can't have a gun while you're drinking. Second of all, you can't go to an establishment that sells, like, that makes more than 50% of their sales in alcohol. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, that's at least the laws to I know it. So, like, first of all, is if you can just avoid the confrontation, first of all, just do it, man. It's so much worth it. And it's so much more worth it, right, that you have peace of mind that, hey, you know what? I didn't have to resort to violence. Most people that I know that have guns are actually very level-headed, and they're just like, dude, I really don't want any problems. Like, this doesn't have to be an issue. You know what I mean? They'll try to
It's like a
de-escalate the
90.
situation, huh?
90% of the people that own guns are very level-headed. They're practical in their thinking. They think everything through clearly, and it's just because maybe I don't know. Maybe it's because of the responsibility that's behind it. I mean, this is a machine that can take somebody's life very
Yeah,
easily,
that's
very easily.
literally what it's made for, is to, like, what is it called? Protect your life. The reason you even brandish it in the first place is to protect somebody's life. You know what I mean? And if you have
Exactly.
to print or something like that, if you had to, like, print or something like that, just to show, is like, dude, I'm serious. Like, I'm not gonna, like, this is not gonna go to fists. Like, you know what I mean? I want the fight as heavily, like, if this was a seesaw, I'm the 350-pound guy, and you're gonna be the little kindergartner on the other side. Just like, I want this fight to be so heavily on my side, which is why I'm into EDC in the first place. You know what I mean?
Right,
I don't want to
right.
get into fights anymore. And I've gotten into a lot, and it's just like, it sucks. And I'm just like, well, why did this have to happen? You know what I mean? It's just like, I you know what I mean? It's just like, after a couple of, anyways, yeah.
You could call me lazy. I'm all about efficiency,
It's not
and that's
even
my
about
thing.
lazy. It's just like, dude, I just don't want to fight anymore. You get what I mean? Like, I'm just tired. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like 30. Let me say my exact age. I'm 32. I go by the beginning of the year. It hasn't been my birthday yet, but I'm 32. And I'm just like, I wake up with, like, fucking cracks in my neck, and I'm just like, dude, I just slept wrong, and it doesn't go away for like a week. So, you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm already starting to get old, and I just don't feel like it. Like, you know what I mean? And it's not like saying, just like, I'm always gonna resort to using my gun. It's just like, dude, I'd rather de-escalate it and just get it out of the way. And I was even like that before I even got a gun. I was just like, dude, this doesn't have to get to this point. Like, I'm just gonna leave. Bye-bye. I'm sorry I offended you. Cool. All right. I'm out of here. But yeah, so considering that your Taurus isn't really, like, not necessarily modifiable. Oh, let me just
I
talk about my
can't.
gun really quick. My
Go
Masada
for
came with
it.
three grips, small, medium, and
Oh,
large. It
wow.
comes with a
Like with it
medium.
when you bought it?
Yeah, that's the thing I liked about it. I thought I was gonna go to the small, but after using the small one, I went back to the medium. I was just like, I like a little bit of meat on it, and the large is just like, it's like a, oh man, have you been to the gym and they have those, like, extra fat grips? Like, you know, like, some people will take those extra fat grips for, like, grip strength and stuff like that while they're doing the bench. I'm guessing not. So it's just like, you get, like, a really fat bar, and you put it on an Olympic weight bar, and it's supposed to improve your grip. It feels like that, and I'm not into it. And it's already has that laser cutout, which most people put on the top of their slide for red dot sights, like the hollow suns and the TLRs. All it is just like a, it's a pentalobe. No, it's a hex. It's a hex, hexagonal wrench. You just take it off. That part is just plastic. You could either take it away, throw it away, and then you could just go ahead and put a red dot sight on there, which is really popular these days. But
How do you
I
spell that,
haven't.
Masada?
Masada, yeah.
MA.
MASADA. And it already has, like, the thing about it is the sights are a little bit different. That's the only thing I don't like about it.
Apparel. But
Is
you can change them out, right?
huh?
You can change them out, right? Oh, no,
If
you
I was going
can't.
to change them out, I'd get a red dot sight. You get what I mean? Like, if I was going to change my sights at all, I would get, because I'm already used to the iron sights on this. The way, and I've heard this from just like one YouTuber, and it really, because I don't think a lot of people have it, and I think it's a really an easy gun to miss, because it's just like, oh well, between this and a fucking Glock 17, I'd rather have the Glock 17. You know what I mean? But it already has like a bunch of features. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I like it, and it has a Picatinny rail, like too. And yeah,
see that.
So I have the only thing I modded on my gun so far is I just got a light from Olight, which is like an EDC company that I like. So it's just it's a flashlight, and it's also got a green dot sight. But the reason that red dot sights are kind of popular is it doesn't really print or show that you are pointing a gun at somebody. And when you look through the sight, it's like really illuminated. Like, you know, I like them a lot. You know what I mean? The only problem with that is like you have to, one, if your slide isn't modded already or able to equip a red dot sight, which is another thing about the P365. One of the models, you can get it to, the newer models have it to where it's already adjusted to where you can go ahead and get that red dot sight if you want to in the future. You know what I mean? It doesn't affect the accuracy or any mechanics of the gun at all. But what was I going to say? Shit. But at least you have the capability to do that. And I got the flashlight, and it has a green dot sight. And the reason that you want to use a red dot sight is because it doesn't show anything. So, I mean, that's the reason it's super popular. The only problem is you have to, like, get a modified holster for it, which if you get a holster, I would say always get Kydex. There's no reason to use a fucking leather holster or anything that exposes the trigger, because there's, like, there's so many reasons why that's wrong. If you want to look that up, go ahead and look it up. But yeah, just get a Kydex one. Kydex is a very, by the way, I don't know if anybody knows what guns are. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'd rather just break it down like Barney style, but it's just like a Kydex holster is basically like a very hard polymer plastic. If it covers the trigger the right way, there's no way somebody could go ahead and get in there, or it could just accidentally release the trigger. You know what I mean? Because it does have
accidental. Safety.
Yeah, no accidental misfires.
Yeah, no discharge. No NDs, negligent discharges. None of those.
Yeah. You don't want that. You basically don't want that. So don't get like cheap holsters or anything. Get a good holster. Like, you know what I mean? If you're going to invest in anything, one, get a good gun. Two, get a good holster, because like there's so many reasons why. And it shouldn't have to be explained, but you should. The money that you invest in a holster is just as important as the money that you invest in the gun. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to really roll around it in your pocket. And even then, if it has a safety, like, dude, like, I don't know, man. I'm just like really paranoid, or what is it called? I think I'd rather take I would err on the side of caution, is the way I'd better explain it.
Caution.
I don't really depend on that fucking safety. You know what I mean? I'd rather depend on it than being on a good holster. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons. By the way, I looked it up earlier, and the maker of the Hellcat is Springfield Armory, which they're really popular. All of their guns are made in Turkey. You know?
Well, yeah. Well, I've heard that a lot of the weapons that come out of Turkey are amazing. Like a lot of the Turkish weapons are really, really good.
But you're going to buy the Springfield Armory name that's attached to it, that's kind of expensive. If you want to buy a Turkish gun, buy a Turkish gun. You get what I mean? There's one of my buddies bought a Turkish shotgun, and it's got like nice, engraving on it. You know what I mean? It's a nice like 12 gauge. Dude, it's really nice. And it cost him, I think, like $200-$300 or something like that. It was really cheap. I was just like, dude, fuck yeah. Like, why would you get that? Versus getting a fucking Mossberg for like $500 or some shit like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, like, facts.
Yeah, so facts. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing
the same
wrong
purpose.
With, yeah. If you're going to get a Turkish gun, just get a Turkish gun. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't think you should pay for the Springfield Armory name. But the P365, it looks like really nice. And the Hellcat specifically, I know is made in Turkey, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I've been leaning more to like the heavy concealed side. Have you been looking at anything in the future or anything? And that's not your only gun, right? You don't just have a Taurus.
This is my only gun. The way I figured, if anything does pop off, you know, it's something that's huge, government incursions, takeovers, Red Dawn kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I am well enough trained, I believe, to either go down fighting or, you know, take over women, enemy weaponry. Which, in my opinion,
on-site procurement, is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, because it doesn't, if anything, like, okay, I get an AR-15, that makes me extremely more deadly, at least 70% more deadly with an AR-15. I understand that. I am very good with the pistol, right? And if it extends past 32 rounds that I have, then chances are I'm going to die anyway. So to me, error in the side of efficiency, either I'm going to go out fighting really, really fast, or I'm going to take hold on-site procurement, and I already have access to any weapons and armament, or I'm sorry, any rounds, any ammunition that the enemy has. At that point, it just makes more sense to do it that way.
I definitely agree with that, or as far not maybe agree because I'm planning on getting more guns either way. I just maybe
Oh yeah,
want to
for
get one
sure. I'm
more
still gonna get
pistol.
more guns, but
They're just expensive as fuck, dude. It's an expensive ass hobby. You know what I mean?
yeah, it is. Yeah, it
So
is.
I just wanted something to be like a little bit more EDC, and I could EDC I could carry the fucking Masada every day. It's not that big. I think I'm like
How many do you have?
overestimating
What
how.
do you, what else do you have?
I just have the Masada. I like I said, I'm just
Oh,
the same
okay.
thing as you. Like I only have one gun,
Yeah.
but it's just like I said, like if I'm gonna buy a gun, it's gonna be this. I wanted a Springfield Armory, but it had the 10 ACP. It was using the 10 ACP. And I just wasn't a fan. And this was like before the pandemic and stuff like that, and how there was like no fucking like ammo and stuff like that. So it was just sad for a while. But now I have ammo. Like I just have like a bunch of ammo. So yeah. But
I'm actually gonna go with, if you don't, I'm gonna go with a believe it or not, an AR style 22 long rifle and a what are they called? A gun? A shorty, basically. Very short
It's
barrel.
technically a pistol.
A pistol, right? But an AR platform with a 22
I
long
was gonna.
rifle. Reason being is because like the rounds are stupid cheap. You can stock a full, 2,000 round army, and I can reach out to 400 yards with that. That's more than enough coverage that I need to accurately put somebody down, and it's quiet. I wouldn't need much else. That's it. Like, that's it. They're gonna hear like, and then three of their buddies fall down next to him. You see what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
medium to long range, I'm going with 22.
Well,
If I
that's
have to
my
put
preferred. It's like
15,
medium
I'm
to,
caught.
I would say like long range is maybe about like 30 to 50 yards out. And even then, it's just like it's
Whoa.
not. Well,
For,
am I
me, for
overestimating?
long
Maybe
range?
feet? Maybe I meant
Yeah.
feet. Maybe I
May,
meant
no, no.
feet.
Well, my long range, I'm thinking closer to like 800 yards. And by that point, when it does happen, I'm looking at a 6.5 Creedmoor. They recently came out with a 4.56 or a 4.65 caliber that it's hypersonic and it's super efficient when it comes to puncturing like body armor and stuff like that. That would be the route that I went for my long range. Just because if I go real long range, if I'm going 700 to 800 yards, a mile out if I need to, or 1200 yards, whatever. It's there. It's ready after I
Yeah.
get to a base. But I'm gonna want that. I want the
I know I'm
three
gonna want an
AR.
AR too, because I'm going for more like a pistol short AR, because for me, like mobility is just more of a thing that I would be more concerned about. Because when you have like a, what is it called? Like a budget AR. I can't remember talking about like a budget AR. Like, dude, that's just fucking heavy as fucking for no fucking reason. Like, it's just like, I
For
don't know.
real.
It's just made weird. And like, yeah, there's purposes for that, but not any purpose that I could think of or that I could see fitting my lifestyle. If I was gonna have like a pistol sized AR and stuff like that, it'll go in my future truck in the back seat. You know what I mean? Like, that's where it's gonna
Oh
go.
yeah, for sure.
Or stay in a
In
bug
my
out bag.
window.
Right there next to my koozie and my American flag koozie
Get
while
pulled
I'm
over.
reading the
What the hell
fucking
is that gun? Whoa,
Constitution.
whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not a gun. I mean, it's a pistol technically, but want to see it? Hey, check this
it?
out. Don't
I'm gonna
reach
have
for
it
it.
that right
Why?
there next to my koozie, drinking my non-alcoholic beverage while I'm hungry, as I fill myself up with the Constitution, reading the Second Amendment over and over again. Because when I get hungry, I read either that or the fucking Sailor's Creed. You know what
Lay
mean?
down in
Like,
my
dude,
bed. This is my rifle. Grab it onto my penis thing.
Oh, dude, I was telling my buddy because, like, I'm kind of like I am an evangelical Christian. I just like to sugarcoat it a lot, but it's just like, I was talking to my buddy and he was just like, oh man, I'm hungry. I don't know where to eat. And I told him, just like, when I get hungry, I just read the Bible until I'm filled with the word of God. And he was just like, what the fuck? It's just like, dude, whoa. Well, are you a pastor at another church, dude? Like, what are you talking about? But But yeah, I'm just looking for like another concealed carry and just like a pistol AR platform for sure. And I don't think anybody else needs anything else, but I don't think anybody should restrict that either. And I think we were talking about this earlier, is just like, dude, like I don't see why it's a political issue. And for a lot of people it is, but it's just like, it's also like, dude, it's your fucking right. You can use it if you want. Like there's people that don't use their free speech, and that's fine. Okay. Like, I mean, just don't limit somebody else's. Like, you know what I mean? I don't, what was it? I was gonna say, it was just like, I'm small L libertarian. I'm just like, dude, I don't think anybody should fucking
Small
fuck.
L.
Cause I'm not, I don't think
That's
I'm like super crazy. Like, I don't think, well, yeah, I am. I don't give a fuck. I don't know. I just like to
funny.
say small L libertarian or big L libertarian. I don't know. That's like, I don't think I'm a fanatic about it, but it's just like, I don't think anybody should tell anybody to do anything anywhere at any time and stuff like that. And this gets into a popular topic that I'm always pissed off about,
Oh.
but I'm gonna flesh it out, dude. I'm gonna flesh it out, and I
Go for
really
it.
want your true opinions. Don't just be
Go for
against
it,
me to
bro.
just be against me. But
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
not a big fan of cops. Like, you know what I mean? Even though
Okay.
we were both in the military, I'm just not a big fan of cops. And it's not like, oh, hey, 187 on a motherfucking cop or something like that. No. I don't think any type of violence on anybody, like, you know what I mean? I don't think any type of violence inflicted on another person is the right thing to do. You know what I mean? It can be
Okay.
forced, you get what I mean? But I don't think any type of violence really should be inflicted on anybody else. You get what I mean? Like, it's truly my belief. But what, first of all, let me get your opinion, because like, I've had plenty of episodes where I get blood boiling, but I talked to my therapist today, like, you know what I mean? Just like, hey, you know what, you should probably just like flesh it out. It's obviously bothering you, let it go. Like, let it all out. So I'm gonna fucking let it all out in this episode. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get real into it. I don't think I'm
Good.
ever gonna bring it up again. But what are your thoughts on cops? You know what I mean? Because I think you have like more of a midline approach to it. So what's your view?
I really am. I'm saying, okay. With so much going on right now, we just need to pick one side to do it. You can't say, no more gun laws, or let's maximum gun laws, nobody can have guns, and then say, okay, no more police. You can't have both. It's either everybody gets a gun, no more police, or vice versa. Maximum police, which I don't want, a super police state. Now, the current situation, I'm not about changing any of the rules that are already in state. I'm saying that they're kind of there already. It's working, right? Are there corrupt cops? Absolutely. Are there bad military members? Yeah, right? I would say that about statistically, the same amount of bad people there are for every 10 people are the same amount of bad cops there are for every 10 cops. And those bad ones are the ones that give the name for everybody else, right? The bad. I believe that to really get to the point where you're gonna be shot by a cop, you had to have been doing some pretty fucking gnarly shit. A aside from the one in 100 to 200 to 300,000 occurrences where it's fully unjustified, where a cop actually does something like, hey, you're black, I'm gonna shoot you in the face. The one in 300,000 occurrences, I don't think that's enough to say we need to get rid of all cops. It don't make any sense to me. Right?
I
So if
don't
a
think
cop
like
is
get rid
driving,
of all cops, or it's not even that thing, but it's just like, I've seen,
you
okay,
don't
I've,
like them.
no, I'm telling you from my personal point of view. I'm not even talking about news stories and stuff like that. I'm talking about me. You know what I mean?
You don't like it.
No, I'm talking about
It's a
shit that's
point of
happening to me.
principle.
No,
Okay.
get this. Okay,
Yeah.
so like, when I was living at Rio Grande City in Laguria, right? Dude, the cops there are like super like corrupt and
They're
stuff like
bad,
that. They'll
yeah.
just try to pick you for anything. And I was just like,
For
dude,
anything.
I've talked about this in previous episodes, and I've talked about this and like to my friends and stuff like that. And watch, I just want to, I really do want to get your opinion on this, dude. Like, so I've been stopped because I almost crossed the line. I'm just like, wait, what? Like, you know, I'm coming back from my great grandma's house, and they're just like, hey, you almost like touched the line. And I look at him like with a blank stare, just like, so you're saying I didn't break any laws? He's like, well, yeah. She's like, what? And then not even trying to be sarcastic, but just like, dude, then what the fuck are we doing here? Like, you know what I mean? I don't see any reason
Yeah.
for concern. And at the time, I don't know if you remember, but I was driving I think it was a 95. I think it was actually a 97 Chevy Silverado. So it didn't have like power steering or anything like that. It was just like, it was just fucking old. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like, hey, it kind of swerves a little bit. And if there's a breeze, dude, nah, dude, I'm going to be swerving like a little bit no matter what. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, well, fuck, dude, it's just a windy day. And then another time, dude, like when I'm, I pass the school zone and then I'm at a four-way stop. And I don't, I try to never pass that cross lane, even though I know nobody's walking. You know what I mean? Nobody's walking out there in the country. And if they are, dude, good luck. Anyway, so like, I don't cross it. And then the same thing with Liguria police. They're just like, hey, dude, it looks like you were pretty close to crossing that line. And then the same thing, they're just like, dude, are you saying that I didn't do anything? Yeah. Just like, so once again, what are we doing? And then the most recent thing that, and this is all within a couple of years, dude. Like, I get stopped a lot for stupid reasons. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is going on? I just happen, like, you know what I mean? I just happen to be one of the minority that happens to assert his rights all the fucking time. And then, like, it gets me in, what is it called? Quote, unquote, trouble. You know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes it gets me close to the line of what you're talking about, where it's just like, people can get shot for no reason. Like, so, for example, this is here in McAllen. I was driving down the street and, they have these cones set up on this certain street for a school, right? I don't want to be specific because, like, anyways.
Yeah.
There's these, like, cones that they set up just in the morning for school and stuff like that. And when you drive that street normally, not during school hours and stuff like that, they're not there, you know? So I woke up a little bit early to go get gas, and I didn't see the cones, and I saw them at the very last minute. So I went right in front of this what do they call it? The black and whites? The...
Cruisers?
Not Border Patrol. State Troopers.
Patrol cars? State Troopers.
State Troopers. Yeah. I always get, it's stupid, but I always get, and it's going to be why, but I always get the Border Patrol and the State Troopers like mixed up. I don't know why. It's dumb. It's just like, anyways. So,
this whole
I was
time,
going,
Border Patrol has been pulling you over
mind.
And you have no idea.
It's
all time.
Well, look, it's connected, bro. It's going to connect, dude. It's going to connect. My blood's not boiling. This is the first time I'm talking about it. It's because, like, I'm saying it at my own mind graces. So check this out. I didn't break any laws. I followed the cones up until the thing. I didn't hit the cop or anything like that. I didn't even come close. You know what I mean? Nothing happened. I just happened to go right in front of the cop. And I'm still going the speed limit, you know, which I set my fucking cruise control to like 3 below. So I know I didn't break any laws, dude. Like, I know I didn't break any laws. I drive slow as fuck in the city. but anyways, dude, fucking this lady lit me up, dude. And then, like, we go to the car. Or, like, she comes over to the car, just like, hey, so where are you going? And all of these circumstances are outside of my control. So check this out. So I'm just like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Just like, you know that you almost hit me? He's like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't hit you. And you have no reaction time? Like, you're not in control of your vehicle? I didn't say anything like that, but I'm just thinking this in my head. It's like, dude, you don't have any control of your vehicle? You don't have brakes on that fucking cruiser? Are you saying that cruiser hasn't been modified to a specific degree to where it has, like, better suspension and braking power than my fucking car? No, not at all, right? Like, me just, like, you know, being a fucking contemplator here, right? And then, what is it called? So she runs my plates, asks for my ID. I was just like, what do you need my ID for? First of all, I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. She's just like, well, she's like, you know what, dude? Like, is this going to make this quicker? And I was just like, because I had shit to do. Like, you know what I mean? I was legit just going to get gas and going back to my place to go back to work, right? So I was just like, hey, if this makes it quicker, dude, here's my, I just really wanted to get out of there. Like, you know what I mean? It's probably not something I should have done with the amount. Check this out, because I was there for an hour and a half. So check this out. I thought it was just going to be a five quick 10 minute stop. I was just like, oh yeah, let me assert my macho-ness or whatever the fuck. And this is a lady, mind you. So it was just like, she wanted to throw her weight around. So then she comes back and runs my plates. She's like, do you have drugs in the car? It's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, I don't have any drugs in the car. And she's just like, I was just like really pissed at the question. And I was just like, dude, what do you mean? I don't have any drugs in the car. It was, dude, because I'm super sober. I'm clean as a whistle. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not. I don't know if Vince told you, but yeah. So I was saying, it's like, dude, I don't have any drugs in the car. And then she's like, do you have any weapons? And I looked at her like straight in the face, like, am I supposed to? What's going on here? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, no, I don't. Like, can we get this out of the way, dude? What's going on? Like, did something pop up? Take me to jail then. Hurry the fuck up. Like, you get what I mean? Like, I was like, you know what I mean? If you're looking for a reason, give me a reason. You know what I mean? Like, just give me a reason and we'll get out. I'll get out of the car. I'll fucking walk to the fucking thing. You could cuff me when I get inside the car. Like, I'm that type of, I don't give a fuck, dude. And then she was just, and I started breaking down these laws. Like, hey, dude, you need to hurry this up, dude, because I got to get to work. It was like, well, you can go ahead and call your supervisor. Dude, no joke. My supervisor that week had just retired, and I didn't know my replacement's number. And she's like, you don't know your supervisor's number? It's just like, dude, is this the fucking time, dude? Like, it was just like, no, I don't. And I explained the same thing to her. It's like, oh, that's convenient. It was just like, so what if it is, dude? It's none of your business. Like, dude, like, and then, dude. So she's like, hey, stay here. I'm going to go ahead and get a fucking drug sniffer to go ahead and smell out your car. It's like, I just told you.
Where the fuck you are, bro? What the heck?
And that's what I'm saying, dude. It's just like, dude, I don't, like, I'm in McAllen. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, dude, like, hey, I just told you there's no drugs in the car. It's like, am I not innocent until proven guilty? And, dude, I was pissed, dude. I was just like, hurry the fuck up, dude. Like, call your little fucking cop friends and stuff like that. Get them over here. Uh-huh. Dude, check this out. Not only did another cop not show up, but she called in a fucking Border Patrol agent to sniff out.
Sniffing unit.
And I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? It's like, do you think I'm fucking traveling with, like, I don't know, aliens in my fucking car, dude? Like, dude, where is this going? Like, I have no idea. And this is I think this is what triggered it. She asked me, is like, can I search your car? It's like, why the fuck do you want to search my car? Like, I mean, it was just like, no, like, I don't consent to that shit. And this is where cops get all super fucking macho and shit. And I have a legit reason. I have a legit reason why I don't let people search my fucking shit. Because there was one time when I was in fucking college, dude, that a cop searched my shit, fucking broke my laptop, dude. And I'm not kidding you. What? Just like slammed my fucking backpack on my truck at the time. Because that's what I was driving, the 97 Silverado. And I was just like, dude, be careful. There's stuff in there. And of course, like, since I tried to get a lawyer, I tried to go ahead and fight it. Like, since I let them search it, they were not liable since I allowed them to search my property.
You waived your right to.
Yeah, I waived their liability. My rights, liability. And I waived their responsibility for any property that they destroyed. And that's the lesson I learned that day. It's just like, just don't let people touch your shit without your permission. You know what I mean? And that's just simple. That's when small L libertarian fucking Luis got out of there. I was just like, dude, no, dude, this ain't fucking happening. So, dude, like, they sniff out the car, and then she's being don't get me wrong, dude, this chick is being sarcastic as fuck. So there's nothing in the car, huh? She's like, dude, no, what the fuck is your problem? Like, you know what I mean? And at this point, yes, I am giving attitudes. Just like, well, what if I take you to jail? It's like, take me to jail, just give me a fucking reason. Like, I ain't scared, dude, fucking take me to jail. Just like, I'll sue you later. Like, yeah, take me to jail, fucking like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, take me to jail, give me a fucking reason to sue fucking state troopers, dude. I know you guys got fucking... Yeah, dude, I will do that shit, dude. I will fucking claim the fucking city's money. I will claim Texas's money. Dude, yeah. I will take that shit back. Anyways, so then the fucking drug sniffer's there, and she's being super condescending and stuff like that. And I'm just like, dude, this is, you're at work. I'm a civilian. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I'm having an attitude because you're keeping me here. I keep on looking at my watch, and I'm just like, dude, isn't there a time limit to this? Hurry the fuck up. I got to get back to work. Of course, I get late. Of course, I get to work late.
Oh, man.
So then the fucking drug sniffer is like there. And then like the Border Patrol shows up. It's like, dude, what the fuck is going on? Like, what do you mean? Like, why are you doing? Why is the Border Patrol here? And I asked him, I was like, dude, do you think I'm carrying aliens here? He's like, no, sir. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, okay. And then after the thing is done, it's like, did you find? And I'm dude, at this point, I'm super fucking sarcastic, and I got all sorts of attitude to give. I got servings upon servings. I got seconds. I got thirds, baby. And then I'm just like, hey, did you find anything? Is there something there? Are you? And it's just like, you know what I mean? Are you gonna give me my shit back? And I was just like, yeah, of course, because like there's nothing in my fucking car. And then, like, the lady is, like, with her fucking tail between her legs. And I'm just, like, looking at her, like, waiting for her to give me something. I don't know. My driver's license. And she just fucking drives off with it. And I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? Whoa. And I'm honking my horn. And then, like, fucking, like, almost half a mile down the road, I see her turn back and stuff like that, breaking all sorts of laws. Just, like, coming back to give me my fucking license. I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? So, those are a few examples. And of recent memory, the only one I involved that was not of recent memory was the lesson that I learned when I let somebody search my fucking car. You know what I mean? And even then, they didn't find shit that day either. You know what I mean? All I got was a broken laptop out of it. So yeah, I have a big issue with fucking cops. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have a really big fucking issue with cops. And that's just from my own perspective.
Try not to blow up, you know?
But no. This is where I get super pissed. Hold on. I didn't know that. I didn't know having an attitude was against the law, Jesse.
It is 100%.
You fucking. That's the thing, dude. You know, and that's the thing, dude. Like when you're like in that situation, dude. First of all, for a traffic stop, I don't think a fucking gun should be involved. You know what I mean? I really don't. My personal opinion, I really don't. Like all that does is escalate situations. It gets people into bad things. And you don't know what I've been through. Maybe I'm gonna be late to work if I don't get to that gas station, or maybe I'm gonna run out of gas unless I go back, because I go to one specific gas station, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I only go to that gas station because I choose to, and it has like a certain fuel that I need, you know what I mean? So I'm just gonna go ahead and go to that one all the time, and that's my choice, you know what I mean? I'm free to move wherever I want. But this lady was questioning all this shit and stuff like that, and I'm just like, okay, dude. And then people always go to that, and here, let me give you my quick talking points, because like now I got it out of my system. So look, yeah, it's not against the law to have an attitude. It doesn't matter if I have a fucking attitude. It's their job to de-escalate the situation. She did nothing to de-escalate this situation. Let me tell you that much. She did nothing to de-escalate this situation. Not even a sorry. I asked her, so what was the reason you fucking stopped me? Fucking just left with my ID, dude. That's how that happened. She just left with my ID because she was wrong. She had a bad day. And then I'm the one that's supposed to pay for it. She could have driven off my fucking license. Anyway, second thing. Yeah, there's a few bad apples, but what's the rest of that saying, Jesse?
What do you mean?
What's the rest of the saying? You know the saying, don't you?
No, what?
A few bad apples.
I don't eat apples, man. What the?
I eat a shitload of apples. A few bad apples spoils the bunch.
Okay. So kind of like you are who you hang out with kind of thing. Birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think in the military, or at least from what I've seen from my things, just like it's pretty, like, I don't know, especially like lately, it's just gotten pretty like locked down. Like you just can't have fun anymore. Like you just can't have fun.
Nobody can, like a little racist action on the side can't happen anymore.
you can't just fucking have wall-to-wall counselings. You can't have nothing like that, dude. It's just like, it's just no fun. Okay. No fun at all.
No more Outback.
You can't smoke out in the torpedo room. You can't get meth behind fucking the bowling alley and then go back to work and stuff like that.
No more Okinawa field days.
You see what I mean? No fucking fun, dude. Like this is what I'm saying. It's just like
no fun.
But so what I'm saying is there's like too much accountability to where it's like, dude, why did I join the service? Like what the fuck? Like there's no fun here. Anyways, like with cops, though,
that could be said to that. Think about it. And the cops, who joins being the cops, you know what I mean? The kids that were bullied in school all of a sudden get, you know, roided out, and they're like, oh, hey, I want to join the cops because everyone fucked with me when I was a kid. I'm going to get paid $12 an hour to possibly get shot at in my face, but I get to bully people every day, all day, because they're not doing what I say. Kids that lack power in school, right? So
yeah,
if I could say something, right? Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's not that you're against police. You're prejudicial. You have your prejudice against them because of the bad experiences you had. For the same reason, like, you could actually excuse almost any racial encounter off of this profile. You know what I mean? Like me, I would say, if I generalized it, 1 out of every 100 white people I met was mean to me. Racially. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Vice versa. 70 out of every 100 black people I met was mean to me. Racially. Okay. So if I build these prejudices and I hold them and train my brain to automatically see it and be mad about it, well, that's the life I'm going to live.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to get into, actually this pulls into our next topic, believe it or not, the, you know, frequencies and states of being. Okay. Yeah. Because you're putting yourself in that state of being where I hate that guy. Why? Because he's a cop. Why? Well, because they're fucking useless, are they? I mean, or you had a bad experience and that was traumatic enough to leave a lasting impression. You know, women that are raped by, you know, raped viciously, savagely, they're fucked for life, man. They have that in their head. They're prejudicial to men in general, afraid, fearing for their lives, all of them are pieces of shit and more. Yeah. The post-traumatic stress from that, you know, hypersexuality, being confused about orgasms with rough sex, you know, it's like terrible. Same thing with you, man. Like you got all these, like, I'm fucking mad, man. Why? It's black and white. That's why. What the fuck, dude? That's kind of racist. He's racist against two different races accidentally. Black and
Well, no.
white.
Like, what I'm
No, I
trying to
was
say
kidding.
is just like I have like a good reason of like why I don't
Good
like cops,
reason.
and people like always like to,
Yes.
and they do this first, like what you did, and I guess it makes me mad because you'll take the side of the cops, like, well, you shouldn't act that way. It's like,
No, I'm
dude,
not
I
saying
can
that.
act however
You have
I
every
want.
reason.
You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
you can
It's
do
just like
that.
I, the same way I have free speech, the same way I have my attitude can come out. That's not against the law. It's their job to de-escalate me. It's just like, hey, dude, this is how it should have went in my eyes. Hey, you know what? I didn't stop you for any good reason. Hey, you know what? Be on your way. You don't want to give me your ID? Cool. All right, get out of here. If
You
that
know,
were the case, dude, I'd be happy because there's no reason for me to get my ID in the first place. You
not
know what I
to be a
mean?
dick or anything, but that's like literally 90% of my stops. Literally
Yeah.
90% of my stops, there's like, hey, do you want to pull you over? No idea. Well, it looks like your front light's up. It's not. You want to check it? Let me look. Oh, you know what? You're right, sir. You have a good night. Literally, that's all that happens on my traffic stops. Or it's this: you were speeding. Are you sure I have my cruise control set? No, yeah, I'm positive. You're speeding. You were doing nine over. You know what? You're absolutely right because I have my cruise control set seven over, and I have bigger tires on my truck. That makes sense. Give me the ticket. You know.
You know what? That's where I'm just like, if I was in a rush, I'd rather take the ticket. I was just like, dude, I'll dispute this in court. And I'm like that. I was even being nice at first. I was just like, dude, I want this to be quick. But I guess what she heard is like, I'm gonna make your day hard. You know what I mean? Maybe she had a bad morning because I was already having a bad morning. It was
Or
just like, I was just trying to tell her, like, look, I need this to happen quickly. Which in when I was in the car with my tia when I was going to high school, dude, when she said that, it was a totally different story. They came and they just gave her the ticket. It's like, it doesn't matter. They could view get all feelings about it, but still, hey, we need to go. You know what I mean? Like, that's the reason I told you, is just like, do your job like really quickly. And it's not to be dismissive. It's just like my time's kind of important too, you know? And I wish that there would have been a mutual respect. And don't get me wrong, I am very nice. Like, I'm very, very nice in the beginning.
Oh,
I
yeah,
just get
absolutely. When I
very.
met you, man, you're amazing. You're a beautiful soul, honestly. A
And even
beautiful
with
soul, and I could
cops,
see that.
I give them a little bit of leeway. I give them all. I try to give everybody the BOD, the benefit of the doubt. I'm just like, you know what? Let me just try to de-escalate this myself. But when they start getting into
Maybe
like my rights
she
and
thought
shit.
that you were trying to give her the BOD as in bod. You know, maybe she felt a little sexual tension there. And like decided, you know what? Like I must squash this shit right here. I'm in charge. He's got little huevitos, and I've got big ones because I got a black and white truck.
If they want to do that, I'll let people be macho, dude. It doesn't even matter to me, but it's just like, dude, the amount of interactions that I've had, like bad interactions, really outweigh the good that I've had with cops, dude. Don't get me wrong. There
And
have.
that's an
I'm sorry.
important distinction. I'm gonna say that you're 100% you're right to hate cops, honestly. Like if you've had nothing but bad experiences, and just in the same way, I'm going to say that, you know, if certain black people feel like they've been picked on their whole lives, have that prejudice. I don't. That's cool. You're totally within your right. But that's where I line up on. When it comes to cops, I feel like they do more good than harm. Even them just being around a parked police car outside of a Walgreens, that Walgreens is not getting robbed. Even if the truck, if, even if it's an empty car. It's not getting robbed. The accidental good is overwhelming compared to the bad days that they caused and the one in every 300,000, you know,
And I
accidental
want to make
shootings
this
or
super clear. I know, oh, this is another point that I forgot to touch on. I know being a cop is hard. You know what I mean? I
Oh yeah.
know being a cop is hard. There's no doubt about that. But if you're gonna be and dude, your life is literally on the line at some points, dude.
Every
You're
second though, yeah.
and that is not lost on me. You know what I mean? That is not lost on me.
Yeah.
But to that I say, dude, there's other careers. You know what I mean? And the difference, and the reason why I'm for the
That's
military,
assuming that they're smart enough for that.
dude,
You know
I'm
the
not
IQ
smart.
level, the
You know
recommended IQ.
what I mean? I'm not smart.
Well,
And I think for the most part, I
so,
make more than a cop on a regular basis. Go ahead.
well, yeah, but think, okay, so the recommended IQ level for a police officer is something at like 60 IQ points, believe it or
Okay.
not. 70 for military, 80 to 100 for depending on what military branch specifically. And then it, as you progress, if there's certain like public servants are not allowed to have a certain level of IQ points. That's part of their indoctrination. That's part of their schooling. They go they to be they have to take a what is it called? An aptitude test.
There you go. Okay.
And if they're
It was
too
on the tip of my tongue.
intelligent,
Yeah.
yeah, And if they're too intelligent, if they have a high degree of IQity, well, what happens is they wind up opposing establishment. They wind up saying, "Well, no, that's fucked up. I can't. That doesn't make any sense." Because they're thinking too much. Rightfully so, you should think. But you can't have that in a paramilitary force. You just can't. You know, those few that get smarter over time wind up going up in the police ranks. Obviously, it creates some bad shit, but seriously, what if they can't? Like, are you gonna get mad? That'd literally be like yelling at a retard who all he can do is flip burgers his whole life. Like, he doesn't have anything else in his head that he can do. Like, hey, you could pick a better career. What if they can't? What if they don't have it in their head as much as they tried? What if they wanted to be a math wizard or an
Dude, you know how
artist?
much bouncers make? They make more than cops, dude. I guarantee you they make more than cops, dude. If you could be a cop, you could be a
No
bouncer.
way.
You,
No way.
dude. Yes, dude.
No
You got the
way.
right.
How much do bouncers
Yes,
make?
dude. Huh? Dude, at
How
least
much do
18, 20
bouncers?
bucks an hour, dude. Cops only make like what?
Liar.
Dude.
Yeah, but
Have you
they're
been
there
to
for what,
downtown
4 hours a
lately, dude?
night?
Like, dude, they make a lot, dude. Come on. Come on. Come on. Anyways, my last point, and I promise I won't ever bring this up in a podcast again to my viewers. But my last point is, and I don't know if I brought this up before, but the reason that I'm for military and against police is because the problem with police, or the way that I see it, is that police, dude, the other or their enemy is the citizens that they see every
Oh,
day.
I
You know what
see.
I mean? It's your own
That's a good one.
community. And I know that's hard, because guess what? Guess where you're going back to? Your house. Dude, most police officers don't even live in the city that they work in. And I could see why. But that's also a problem. You get what I mean? That's also a
Oh,
problem. You know what I mean? If you're living in a different place and then you're not even, and then you're policing a community that you don't even know, dude, that's weird. That to me, that's weird. But the reason I'm for military is just like, dude, all of those problems are not even here. You could give it, like, most Americans could give a shit less. And most Americans do. Like, they always just like what's it called? They'll just like confuse what branch you are. They kind of don't care. It's just like, oh, you did a bunch of stuff over there and stuff like that. It's like, I didn't do any of that. I was just in the reserve. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, I'll still take this discount, baby.
Ten percent
But
any
like,
day, every day.
yeah, dude, but it's just like, I'm not even like that. But it's just like, that's the reason I'm for military, because it's just like, one, it's like, it's kind of hard as fuck. Two, your enemy is nowhere to near the United States for the most part. For the most part, you know what I mean? Sometimes it is, but for the most part, it's not. So that's why it's easier to say, like, hey, I'm for military. And that's why I get confused when even like libertarians or Republicans are for police, and I get confused. But it's just like, that's just my own personal bias. I'll even admit that. That's my personal bias on that. Yeah.
You mind if I ask you a question?
You can always ask me questions. Yes.
And it's just like honest opinion, and I'm not trying to change your mind, obviously. I can't do that, you know, but maybe offer a different perspective. Because the way I think of it, it's kind of the same with border laws, you know, like, do you believe in a wall? Yeah, fuck yeah, I believe in a wall. I believe in walls around my house. I believe in a lock on my door, right? So put it this way. Let's say you have a teenage son, and he brings not like soft drugs, not like pot, not like shrooms, but he brings crack cocaine into your house, right? And then he gives it to your daughter, right? Okay, so when you're confronted with that situation, in essence, you are policing your house. You become the police in that sense. And in other words, are you an enemy to that citizen that's in your house? Or are you policing your own?
In that
So I
situation,
guess
I think
for
I'd be okay with being seen as an enemy as long as they don't come back again.
okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe
Right.
that's the wrong example, but I
So
get what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying.
right. So
In fact,
and
you could
that's
have even gone with
perspective.
the Border Patrol thing, and I kind of probably, well, I probably disagree with you on some points, but it's just like, I mean,
Yeah,
I get that.
probably, yeah.
You have a door lock on your door and stuff like that. But okay, let's go into Border Patrol really quickly, if we can. But so, real quick, if you build up a wall, let's say it does limit the amount of immigrants in the United States. Well, what happens to all of those US jobs that were created from the Border Patrol?
What do
Hello?
you mean? Yeah, I'm
That's what I'm
here.
saying. So like, let's say you build a wall. Like, let's say the wall's built already. Like, let's live in what if land, right? So like, let's say
Sure.
they build a wall. Let's say they build a fucking Great Wall of China for the southern border and the northern border. and like a fucking big ass net over the fucking sea. It's just like, no, you can't come in unless we let you through this certain port. You can only come through here. Let's say we completely secure the United States. Okay. What happens to all those U.S. jobs that were created by the Border Patrol? I think even Trump created like, what, 5,000 jobs for Border Patrol last term and stuff like that. His previous term, excuse me.
Okay. Well, in that case, I would say this. The same thing that happened when any surplus of military is created and then depleted before and after or during wars, you know? I was part of the Obama administration cut.
You're cutting off. What did you say? Jesse?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, there Hello? You go. Okay. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So...
You were part of Obama cutting back the military and stuff like that.
Right, right. I was part of that, you know, and that's all I ever dreamed to do in my life was be a Marine. You know, after 12 years of faithful service, it was like, okay, the boot. And pretty much the same thing would apply technically, right? Or much like any other organization, you know what I mean? Let's say if I started off working in McDonald's, becoming an expert burger flipper, right?
Yeah.
And then McDonald's comes out with a burger flipping machine. I have two options. Either get good at fixing the machine, get good at programming the machine, or get good at cleaning the machine. You know, I have a few options there. And that's what I could do, right? So within the Border Patrol, there's many other facets of the jobs. There's administration, there's reports filings, there's policing, right? They could go transition from Border Patrol to police fairly simply because they have a lot of the same trainings. And on it goes, EOD, explosive ordnance. You know, yeah, we can get rid of all the illegal aliens, whatever race they may be or country they may come from, but there's still going to be domestic terrorism, EOD. There's EOD, there's mariners, there's boat runners, there's several different facets in being a Border Patrol agent. So all those jobs that got created were created and get to maintain right now. I believe there's many more other jobs that could translate just fine in the civilian sector moving from Border Patrol, right? But I also believe that taxation is theft. So yeah. I'm okay if once the borders are secure and we got our own people in our people, we're good, we're fully defended. Let's find something else for you to do. You know, let's figure this out. You know, here's a training program. You're going to learn how to operate tractors so you can actually do the jobs of the people that you help keep out of the country. You know?
But we're going to pay like fucking $50 for a tractor for a guy so that he can do it really well. Dude, you're never going to see fucking farmland fucking farm better than before, than when they pay a fucking previous Border Patrol agent to fucking farm your lands. Like, dude, that thing is going to be plowed and it's going to be plowed again. It's going to be plowed again. Dude, they're going to take every fucking hour, dude. And it's only going to be 40. No overtime. Like,
so, I'm
but yeah,
saying,
like, I mean, that's all I'm saying. It's just like, the thing is, like, I get there's got to be some policing, but for me, I'm so against it that I'd trick it all the way to the other spectrum. You get what I mean? And I think, like you said, I think I have my reasons. I have my own personal bias as to why. But people keep on like siding on the police and stuff like that. It was like, let me tell you, dude, let me tell you why they're wrong. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying my piece and why I'm like that. You know what I mean? I know cops, dude. Even when I was in the military, some of them were cops. Sure. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah. I didn't them. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't hang out with them. We didn't go have lunch. We weren't friends. You know what I mean? They tell me stories. We were like work buddies. But after we got out, dude, nah, dude, I'm good. Like, you know what I mean? You stay over there. You know what I mean? Like, we're good. We're work
facts,
friends.
True facts. Yeah, no, true facts. You know, I've known a lot of cops and a lot, 9 times out of 10, like from the ones that I've met, I'm with you to the extent, like I used to be hard blue line. I'm still blue line. I don't think anybody should get killed just for what they wear, whether it's a blood, a crip, a fucking Hell's Angel or a police officer.
That's,
you know, getting shot in the face for what
is?
You're wearing.
Isn't that what profiling is? Or am I saying
that's 100%. Yeah, that's 100% profiling. But if you looked at it by statistics, and that's what I'm about, you know what I mean? Statistical analysis, probability. If I took a statistical analysis of the 100 times that I've been pulled over or more, because I've been pulled over a lot, the times that I was met with extreme physical threat, they were 100% my fault. Like, I was fucked up in that situation. One time, it was reckless driving, you know, and I fishtailed. I didn't fishtail really. So I was in California, and somebody called the cops on a red Mustang that was going really fast, is what they said, right? And it's the middle of California. I had a green turning arrow, and I was doing, I don't know, maybe somewhere between 30 and 75. I'm not sure. So I take the corner.
That's a big fucking range, Jesse.
I'm not sure. I'm just saying that, you know, directional velocity is very hard to estimate when traveling at a high rate of speed. So what I'm saying is it was somewhere in that range.
There's no way I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but it's just like it's hard to miscalculate that shit.
So you know, my rear wheels chirp a little. They just chirp. They don't smoke. You know, I'm not Tokyo drifting it. I'm not DK. They chirp. That's all they do, right? And this cop, like, lights me up and flips a bitch in the middle of the intersection. Now, this guy, like, dodges. It's, like, full-on police chase story from, like, that you see where cops roll through red lights and cars, like, rah, rah, and they almost crash and stuff. That's what happened. Yeah. He peeled out in the middle of the intersection just to chase me down. Now, mind you, I saw him hit the lights the second I heard my wheel chirp, and I pulled into a dirt parking lot, like, right there, literally right there. And he he donuts in behind me, and he jumps out the car, and he's got his gun blazing, like facing at me, runs up to my window, and I already had it down, and my hands were out the window. You know, yeah, that's just what I do, you know?
Yeah.
To de-escalate the situation, you know, to show him, I'm not going to shoot you in the face, you know, this is cool. And I still had a gun pointed to my face. He yanked me out of the car with a gun back behind my head, threw me on the trunk of my car, patted me down real quick, put me in cuffs, and threw me in the back of his car. I didn't resist. I answered yes, sir, no, sir, to every single one of his steps, all the way to the end, right? I'm sitting in the back of his car, and he's like, dude, he's fuming. I see, like, 7 different veins on his forehead alone popping. I'm like, dude, are you okay? You act like you've never taken a corner at 75 miles an hour before, like, for real.
30 to 75 miles an hour. 35
to 75, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but anyway, you know, so I was like, hey, yeah, like are you all right, sir? He's like, I'm all right. It's fucking idiots like you that kill kids and children. Just yesterday I was wiping a 4-year-old off the corner of Langston and whatever because an idiot like you was drifting around a corner and you're being. I was like, sir, I wasn't, you know, it's hot out, I don't know, like, it chirped. I was in full control. I pulled over less than 100 feet from where you saw me, you know, doing that. Now, either I have the best brakes in the world, or come on, you know what I mean? Which I did. Yeah. I had a very modified Mustang. So.
And then he admits. Guilty by exclusion, but anyways.
You're missing the point, right? So he's like, he's on the phone. Hey, let me get a record out here. I'm impounding this guy's car, da 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 da. And he's like, he takes a few breaths. He turns around and looks at me and he pulls me out of the car. He's like, come here. And he uncuffs me. And this poor Mexican dude pulls up with his wrecker and he's starting linking up my truck or my car. Sorry. My Mustang. He's linking it up. My poor buddy. I felt more bad for him. He was black, you know? Yeah. So it's like, if anyone's going to get shot in that situation, it was him. So that's why it was kind of like, I don't have to run fast. If I'm being chased by a bear, I just have to run faster than you. So all I had to do was hold my hands out the window. If anyone was going to get shot, I was going to be in, right? Yeah. According to media.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm there. He pulls me out. Mind you, my friend's like leaning on the back of my car like, man, this is bullshit. We're supposed to be going to a party right now. You know, he's pretty upset. He's chilling.
Yeah.
He's doing good. I'm in cuffs in the back seat. And I was like, oh, fuck. So he talked to me. He was like, all right. Like, look, I'm just going to tell you this right now. I'm going to let you off. It's going to be a misdemeanor. I'm impounding your car, but I'm going to let you off because you've been extremely compliant and you followed all my instructions and I'm not, you know, you realize what happened. And I was like, absolutely. Yeah. You know, somewhere in that speed range, you felt threatened. So I came over. He was like, no, somebody called you in. So saying that you were doing donuts down the hill, which it was a very snaky road. And I'm not saying that I was doing it. You know, if somebody saw
It was enough for
something,
somebody to call.
it was enough for somebody to call. I'll say that.
Yeah,
So
that's good. Go ahead.
so he lets me go. The dude that was leaking up my car, he goes to the cop. He goes like, "You let him go?" the cop goes, yes, I'm gonna let him go. I'm gonna, let him be on his way." He goes, "No, why he not take his car?" I'm like, "Shut the fuck up, Juan, dude! You're gonna get me rearrested. The fuck?
It's like putting you, throwing you under the bus and
He throw me under the bus. I'm like, hey, Like I let it go. We're good." And
we have a code of silence
it,
here. And it's like
yeah, I was like, "Hey, come on, bro." No, but it was pretty cool stuff. You know what I mean? He let me go. It wasn't cool stuff, actually. I had to whore myself out for a good 3 weeks so I could get the $700 to get my car out. It was pretty brutal.
Well, it was
But
probably the best out of like the situation that you were currently
best
in.
situation that could have happened, you know?
Yeah.
And I just bring that up situation because like a lot of people that I talk to, a lot of my friends that are extremely against cops, not to your extent. You're very respectful when you're saying it, like, "Hey, you suck. I hate you. I'm not gonna shoot you in the face." But I've got friends that say, FTP, all cops die,
Oh, I might say that
gross.
too, but I think I have a justifiable reason. But I don't think, like, what is it called? I think I'm pretty respectable. Like, if I'm encountering with a police officer, like, I'm not going to escalate the situation for no fucking reason. But there's a limit to how much bullshit I can take, and it's very small. Like, I mean, especially when I know
As
my
everyone
rights are being
should.
violated. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not just like one of those, like, oh, I'll do whatever you want type of fucking Mexicans or anything like that, dude. Like, I know what my rights are, you know what I mean? And I'm going to use them to the full extent of my power and my law, you know what I mean? Like I
Oh
said,
yeah, for
like, dude,
sure.
you want to go ahead and violate my rights? Let's go to jail. Like, dude, take me to jail. Give me the fucking ticket. I
Yeah,
don't give a
let's play
fuck,
this game.
dude.
I'm gonna
All
get my
I'm
money.
thinking is just like, I'm going to get a big payout at the end of this because of your mistake. So let's do it, dude. I'm happy to go ahead and oblige. You know what I mean? I'll do
On
it.
that sense, I'm down to like violate my rights. I'm not even gonna warn you about it. I'm just gonna know that you fucked up because I
No,
could use
that's why. That's why.
retirement.
No. I don't even say that. I'm just like, dude, write me the ticket. Just slap the cuffs on me, dude. Like,
Please.
I'll go, dude. Like, I'm that type of. I don't give a fuck. It's just like,
And they never take it. They never take the bait. It's like, damn,
yeah,
come
they
on, man.
don't
I'm
because they
trying to
know. They're just like,
retire
oh shit, man,
here.
he's really good at this, man. It's like I was gonna escalate. It was just like, well, we're gonna search your car. Like, search it, break some shit. I don't give a fuck. Like, just like, well, I don't give them consent. I'm just like, you better not. I'm not letting you. So if you touch anything in this car, like, you know what I mean? I don't know, but
I
either
don't
way,
agree
it.
to
I
it.
definitely don't agree with what you're doing. What did you break? What was that? I heard something break. But yeah. Anyways,
Fucking
let's
so
switch on to the
bad.
subject that you wanted to talk about for sure. Okay.
Ooh.
Resonant frequency. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, you said it right. You said it,
Okay.
you pronounced it correctly. Absolutely.
All right. I was just making sure. I was just like, I was like trailing at the end. But what do you want to say about resonant frequency? Elaborate or illuminate my mind for what resonant frequency is, please.
Okay, and I just want kind of want to get into something that might open some minds. That might, it's really like kind of a catch-all answer. Where there's a lot of debate over religion versus science, right? You got spiritualist versus science, and I've always been in the mind that both can exist. I just never had the grounds. I never had any sort of intelligence to put it together, piece them together, or explain why until I went to communication school in the Marine Corps. I started learning about resonating frequencies. That prompted me to look into molecules, a little bit of molecular science, a lot of bit of theoretical physics and stuff like that. And the more I dug, the more I, start to learn about how us as humans, we have a resonating frequency. We resonate at about 2 hertz, right? And if we can listen to 428 and 528 hertz at the same time simultaneously, it gets us to recenter our vibrational frequency, right? So we can't deny that doing certain things, eating certain foods gives us energy, correct?
Yes, you're very correct on
Right.
that for sure. Okay.
Okay. We can't deny that there's metal in our blood, iron. Very recently it was discovered that the double helix that's formed in our DNA is not to transmit specifically DNA, but it's more of a sender and receiver of frequencies, believe it or not. That just recently was discovered.
Why don't you expand on that just a
Few,
little bit? Because I haven't heard about that. So can you elaborate
oh
just a
man, I
little?
gotta pull up the study. I read it, while I was falling
Well, tell me
asleep.
how you understand it. If people really think it's important,
Sure.
like if they're probably like you or me, is like, hey, if I find it interesting, I'll look more into it. I
For
don't
sure,
like
for
to
sure, for
insult
sure.
people's intelligence, so I don't think,
Yeah,
you know what I
yeah.
mean? I'm not saying that you are, but I think people are smart enough to do that. So yeah, go for it. I
Okay,
think you're smart, is what I'm
so
saying, listeners.
yeah, so if you look at it in terms of electromagnetism, right, you send an electric current through a
Okay.
coil wrapped around a metal rod will generate a magnetic frequency. Am I correct? Or magnetism. That's electromagnetic force, right? That itself is a signal. Now, our body doesn't operate on a steady DC current. It operates more like AC or synapses, flashes of energy, bursts of electricity. Okay.
Okay.
If you
Yeah.
look at the double helix behind, the double helix is made up of, was it GATC?
A
Right?
GATCA, yeah.
Yeah, right. But they're strung together in a coiled form,
Yeah, he's
right?
talking about
There's
a double
metal and
helix.
earth
So if you don't
electrodes.
know what he's talking about, it's that spiral shape with a ladder. It's like a
Ladder. Yeah,
ladder that's
it's a
like a
Jacob's ladder.
spiral that's kind of like twisted around. And that's what a
Yeah.
double helix is, by the way, just in case you didn't know. But go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. So the physicists looked into it as opposed to scientists or hematologists or anything like that. Physicists looked into strands of DNA and why they retain so much data. It's because they're more of receptors and senders of information. They're broadcasting and resending signals, or they're built perfectly for that, given their shape. If you look at a radio antenna back in the day above your TV, there was usually a coil between the two antennae. And that was because it was easier to receive it. And this is what
Yeah, I do
they
remember that. I was
determined to
trying
be.
to think of it in my mind's eye, but yeah, I do remember that. There's
Yeah.
like a coil or some type of like round device around it to go. Yeah, I get exactly what you mean. Go
Okay.
ahead.
Right. And so in looking into all this kind of stuff, I started putting it together, like, holy crap, you know, like, wow, like our, you know, oh, humans resonate. Let me look deeper into that. I start reading up on what we actually, what frequency we resonate at, what happens when we change our resonant frequency. Those who have cancer have a very specific, it's like 5.7 or 7.25 hertz that they're resonating at. It's ridiculous. Like, it's almost mappable, you know? So all these things started making me think about spirituality. You know, like, now I can start linking together puzzle pieces, right? People that don't believe in ghosts, it's fine. You don't believe in ghosts. I don't care.
No,
But,
you're right, but go ahead, please.
right? People that don't believe, I don't care. I don't care if you do or you don't. But what I am saying is that if we resonate, frequencies don't die. All right? They get smaller and smaller. The wavelengths get smaller and smaller over time. And I learned this listening to like radio theory, learning about RF, radio frequency, right? That the size of the frequency will push de determine how far it could be read easily, but it never dies, which is why we can send an RF frequency into space, and if it hits a moon, you know, 80 years later, bounce back 160 years later, we'll hear that
It'll just
frequency
take a
coming
while,
back.
if I'm not mistaken. What
It'll
he's
just
talking
take
about,
longer.
yeah,
Exactly.
so what he's talking about is like if you send a frequency in space, it literally won't die out. You know what I mean? I think
Exactly.
there's been plenty of
Yeah,
scientific
vector
research or
feedback.
even like experiments where we go ahead and send out frequencies. We've sent out music and stuff out there to space to see if we receive
It
anything
comes
back.
back
There's
years later.
validity to what he's saying. Like, you know what I mean? There's definitely
Yes.
validity. So if you want to look it up, please look it up. There's been a few songs that we sent out there. I think one of them was the Beatles. Ugh. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. So hear me out on this point, right? The frequency at which that you resonate will always be there. It's imprinted. It's being you're vibrating at a certain frequency, meaning your vibes are exiting somewhere. They go on forever. Whether you cease to exist or not, your vibes go on forever. So I believe that ghosts that we see are our frequencies that are around after our death. There are permanent resonations through space-time that continue on. So,
Okay.
okay, that's my explanation there. And if you go back far enough, you know, all of us resonating together, the more people that resonate, we can bring it into the spirituality, the power of prayer. You know, the more people that believe in one thing, the stronger that thing is. You know, if you look back in the Bible where it says, let there be light, or there's a very, very specific thing that I read and I really wanted to bring it onto here.
Do you know the book and verse? Because I have my Kindle out. I could just go ahead and look it up.
It's like a very first book of it's the very first verse of Genesis actually translated from Hebrew.
Oh, if it's from the Hebrew Bible, I have like the New King version, so, or the new
Right, the
English
New
version.
King
I probably won't
James.
do
But
it.
if you read
Yeah.
it, it says, when I said, let there be light, or in the beginning,
There was like
where
nothing
in the
basically.
New King James Bible, it says in the beginning, in the actual Hebrew version of the I forget the name of it, but it actually says in a beginning, right? So basically it speaks truth into form. In other words, God was created by belief, by us, by faith, by our own thought. Our thoughts translate through our body and create resonance. If you get two or three or five people believing the same thing, chances are it's going to happen, or it gets stronger. The more people you get behind it, the stronger it is. I believe Santa Claus because it could exist if we all actually believed it hard enough. You know what I mean? That being said, more science behind it, right? I know it kind of sounds like scatterbrained and stuff like that, but
It's okay.
I've
It's how you're
touched on,
processing. I'm getting what you're saying. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You're coming off very clear. Just to reassure me.
thank you. So, more proof to that point, right? Protons, ions, they did a study where they were trying to observe atoms passing through media,
Okay.
and the study actually showed, so protons, electrons, showed that under observation, atoms will actually change versus no observation. Hang on.
Are you talking
Photons.
about ones like that are resonating with a certain frequency, like applied to them or something like that? Because I might have heard of something like that or made it up right now. I don't know. But
Yeah.
I think I've heard of something like that for real. Like where
Okay, I'm looking
they
up the website right now.
Yeah, sure.
It says, when quantum observer is watching, quantum mechanics states that particles can also behave as waves. Once an observer begins to watch the particles going through openings, the picture changes dramatically. In other words, observing the quantum observer changes the shape just by observing.
So that's
Schrodinger's
kind of
cat.
like that, just to break it down a little bit, that's kind of like Schrodinger's box, am I correct? Like where they
Yeah,
have the cat in
exactly.
there.
Schrodinger's cat.
It's
Yeah.
actually true that the cat is in there and the cat is not, or the cat is alive or the cat
Right.
is not. It just depends on who's
What you
watching or
believe.
something like that. Yeah,
Who's,
exactly.
yeah,
Go ahead.
exactly. Right. And we both have no, nobody actually knows until the box is open, right?
Exactly.
But
Is it kind of like the
under
same idea? Am I
kind of like
way
the
too
same
off?
idea. No, yeah, you're very, very close, you know. This is more like observation. Observation changes. Now, why would observation change under quantum mechanics that what happens to particles moving through a media? It doesn't make sense unless you use the science of frequency. Unless us as human observers, us as conscious beings can observe something happening, then we have the power to change it just by observing it completely. Does that
And I
make
think you
sense?
even broke it down like something like really simple as just like, hey, sometimes you listen to a song and it
Yeah.
helps us like as humans. Like, I don't know, sometimes it makes me want to work out
Yeah.
harder depending on the song. You know
Exactly.
what I mean? It gives me energy from nothing. You know what I mean?
From
If
nothing.
I hear like a weird Drake song at some point where I'm just like, this is not what I wanted to hear on a run, I definitely don't run as good. I'll tell you that much. You know what I mean? But if I hear like my power song that comes out, like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, for sure, I'll go faster and stuff like that. Or if I need to
Yeah, for sure.
calm myself down, I'll hear some of those lo-fi beats, radio stations or something like that. And yeah, it
Exactly.
definitely, yeah. Is there anything specific that you could say from your own personal experience that gives it even more of, I guess, like a relatable tale or something like that you could maybe share that could maybe give more validity
When I was
to this
in
belief,
high
the
school, I used
resonant
to
frequency.
do,
I'm sorry.
yeah. I mean, when I was in high school, I used to. Well, I watched an episode of the really old Superman, the one like the one in the early 90s. You know what I mean? The one
The
with
one that did
that
the
one.
leap and bounds instead of like flying all over the place and stuff like that. Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Smallville on that one, no?
No. I'm talking about the actual where the introduction was just like faster than a speeding train. Can leap
A
over a
little bit.
building at the
A
speed of
little bit
bound.
further, a little bit further in time. The one
Okay.
with I think it's Superman and Lois Lane,
Oh,
or Clark and
okay.
Lois,
Then
something like that.
yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about. All right,
Yeah.
cool.
So
I'm
I
a
watched an
Superman
episode there where he vibrated fast enough to pass through things, and that one episode led me to believe that if I focused hard enough, I could actually make things happen with my mind, which led me into doing a whole bunch of really cool tricks at my high school, where I would actually topple ha ca cards, house card houses of cards over just by thinking with my body. That really doesn't make sense, but it kind of makes sense. By thinking with my body,
Sending vibrations, I guess, is the popular
I guess,
term.
yeah. I mean, at the time, I explained it as thinking with my body. I wasn't thinking with my mind. I was thinking with my body, where my whole body felt like it was tight and loose at the same time. It was kind of like I would imagine it felt when you queef. I don't know. I don't have a vagina, so I don't know how it feels to queef. But that's how I would feel. Like I could explain it. Like that's how it. Anyway, so
I get what
but
you're
I would
saying.
make yeah, I would make these houses of cards fall over, and it was a beautiful trick. It hurt a lot, but it was I could do it 9 times out of 10, you know. And I really wish that I kind of continued on that path, because that would have been really, really, really fun, you know, later on in the future. By practicing any muscle, by forgetting any muscle, or by not practicing muscles, you get stronger or weak, you know. And that's my personal experience with it. You know, I just kind of feel like we should all get back to thinking more like that. More
Let me
positive
share
thoughts do you
something with
have,
you
the more valuable
really
you
quick,
are. Go
because there
for
was
it.
something that you mentioned earlier that I wanted to go ahead and chime on, because I found the part that I want to say. It's going to go a little bit long, but I just want you to hear this, because you're talking about having your scientific mind and your spiritual mind or religious mind. They can go interchangeably, because some
Come
people don't have
together.
religions. Yeah, but this is how they're interchangeably. And like when I heard this, it really, to you, for lack of a better word, resonated with me very well. Okay, it really, I'm not kidding you, it resonated with me very well. And that's been one of my, like, that's been like a word that just really pops out to me a lot more, because it's not just really, it doesn't just jump out to me, it gives me different meaning the more I hear it. Does that make sense? So I that there is
Yeah.
that that's my validity to your theory, you know what I mean? Because even though people have told me this for a while, I mean, it's only now that it resonates more with me, or vibes with me, or it comes to me to fruition in this way. Okay, but the religious mind is free of authority, and it is extremely difficult to be free from authority. Not only the authority imposed by another, but also the authority of experience, the one that one has gathered, which is of the past, which is tradition. And the religious mind has no beliefs. It has no dogmas. It moves from fact to fact. Therefore, the religious mind is the scientific mind, but the scientific mind is not the religious mind. The religious mind includes the scientific mind, but the mind that is trained in the knowledge of science is not the religious mind. Okay? To explain this further, a religious mind is concerned with the totality, not with a particular function, but with the total functioning of human existence. The brain is concerned with a particular function it specializes. Functions and specialization as a scientist, a doctor, an engineer, a musician, an artist, a writer. It is these specialized, narrow down techniques that create division, not only inwardly, but outwardly. The scientist is probably regarded as the most important man required by society just now, as is the doctor. So function becomes all important, and with it goes status, status being prestige. So where there is specialization, there must be contradiction and a narrowing down. And that is the function of the brain. So it's kind of just paring it down. And I read that and it just kind of resonated with me, because like the scientific mind does speak about, like, and this is from a book called The Book of Life by Jiddu Krishnamurti. I
I've
fucking
heard
suck
of
at
it.
saying his
Yeah.
last name. Hold on, let me try saying his last name one more time. Hold on, one more time. Krishnamurti. Krishnamurti. Okay. Friend recommended this book to me, and it goes exactly with what you're saying. But the religious mind is kind of just like the way I see it, or the spiritual mind, which, like I said, can be used interchangeably, thinks of the totality of things. Because when we're thinking about things in a scientific way, we're just looking at, like, oh, this is how things work. Let me just go ahead and take a look at this. But it's not looking at the totality of things. And only up until now, just like I'm always trying to think of like how things work. You know what I mean? But then when I look out, or if I were to put in a mindfulness setting, if I just slow things down, I start looking and taking the bigger picture. You know what I mean? So I think that's very powerful, or it helps with a lot of people, because like a lot of people just like to think about logic based. And I was probably one of those people in the past. But if you just think about that, dude, you're gonna go crazy. If you think about the totality of things, it kind of is good to either like slow down, take a step back, take it in, go to church. You know what I mean? Like what have you, and stuff like that. But
Oh, for
yeah.
sure, for sure. And
Yeah,
that was
so
beautiful. It's a beautiful saying. And
it's
it
a
does show
really
the
good
difference,
book.
because
It is
science
a
is
really
scientific.
good book. Like I swear there's like it has these dates and stuff, and I think my friend told me, "Hey, just pick open it up, pick a page, and then just go ahead and read that thing for the day. I've just been going by the days. It's literally dated for 365 days. I've been reading one passage each day. And it's not to say I'm like being what is it called? Blasphemous or anything like that. It's just taking in like more of that spiritual mind and having that openness. You know what I mean? I think it's like really important. That the resonant frequency kind of made me think of it's based in string theory too, and it's still unknown. I think the article that you sent me just says that it's still unknown, which there's not a lot of things known. I don't think there's not a lot of specific science, like as a specific science, specific research done on that specific subject just yet, or there's no concrete evidence just coming back yet. But that's with a lot of stuff that we still believe today. So I don't think there's any reason to discount it either, like discount it either way. But I think there is a lot of validity to it, because another example was ASMR. Have you heard of that? Do you know what that is?
Let me look up ASMR.
It stands for autonomic synovial meridian response, and not everybody has it. So I don't know. Have you ever heard somebody's voice or heard like a certain noise that gives you tingles in the back of your head? Okay.
A few times. Those are the
Have
ones
you
that
ever had
like
that
I
same
touch
experience
too.
over and over with that thing? Like you could just like, let's say if it was a movie, you just kind of replay that thing over and over until you get the tingles more and more.
I would say it's more like my wife and my girlfriend, but yeah.
Okay. All right, it's something like that. Okay, so it'll give you like tingles in the back of your head, and it's with certain like frequencies, you could say. For me, it's like sound. I'm very sound oriented. The reason that this show is called Audiosyncratica is because Audiosyncratica is because
I
I'm really
get
into
you.
audio.
I love
So,
that,
whenever I hear certain things, I'm into ASMR. So when I listen to something, like let's say there's this old Irish man on YouTube that like reads certain passages of books and stuff like that. I cannot get enough of it, dude. I'm just like, dude, there's even certain words where I'm just like, say it over. And then it's 3 hours later, and I'm just
Do
like,
it
okay, I got to go to bed.
again.
Like, you
Do
know?
it again.
So that's
Okay,
what
no, I totally
ASMR
get
is.
that. For me,
So,
it was Bobby's mom on Bobby's World.
I was going to say, like
Don
from Bobby's
Channel.
World.
Don
Yeah.
Channel. She could say that a million times, and I would still like, I was, I do know, but can you say it
Don't you know
again?
that it was
Don
that French
Channel.
Canadian accent, right? That's what it was.
Yeah,
I
something like
think it
that.
was
It's
French
a, it's a,
Canadian.
it's a Wisconsin? No. Where are they
Oh,
from?
then that
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. I kind of get
No.
those confused sometimes. Yeah, it
There's
probably is a
Wisconsin
Wisconsin then.
and. Don't you know? Don't you know something else? It's not Wisconsin though, but it's somewhere in that. It's somewhere in that area.
It's definitely in Fargo for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't
Okay.
watched Fargo, like it's really good. So yeah. I actually haven't seen the movie, but I like the show. I really like the show. But yeah, that's why I give it a lot more validity, at least in my experience. Like I find myself doing that. Like there are days, like even today, it's my day off. I'm still stressed. You know what I mean? I see myself doing
Oof.
like a lot of stressful stuff, but then I'll have like an ASMR thing, or I'll watch like a certain program and I hear those certain like frequencies or vibes go into me. So that's why I give it like a lot more validity in my sense, because like it's just like it happens to me and I feel it in my body too. It doesn't just happen on the back of my head. Then I just like feel my whole body kind of just like limp a little bit. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm kind of relaxing and stuff like that. So
I've
I'm sorry.
recently started listening to 528 hertz on Spotify. I just looked up 528 hertz music or signal, and there's a meditation frequency on it. And I played it, and they have some bells and whistles, but I just try it out. You know, listen to it. I listened to it one night going to sleep, and when I woke up, I felt my thought process differ. Like the way I would normally wake up and run my routine was different. Like my
That's a form of
whole
mindfulness, is it
behavior.
not?
It really once you get centered, yeah. If you can get your brain to, I mean, the CIA did a whole experiment on it. It's called the Gateway Experience. There's a paper out there now that's actual leaked FBI documents. FBI, CIA is one of those, one of the alphabet soups. But
Yeah.
they produced. It was an experiment, and and I believe it was part of when they were experimenting with LSD.
MK Ultra, dude.
MK Ultra, thank you. Yes, it was a part of
But
the
you
MK
think you're the
Ultra.
only one that's into fucking conspiracy theories, dude?
I freaking love conspiracy because, and we were, I thought I put that on the list of things to talk about. Let's
It
transition
was there, but I was gonna leave it towards the
into
end. I was just like, he's gonna
that.
get
Oh, okay.
into it. He's gonna get into it all by himself. Like,
Oh, yeah. It wound up there.
so,
Oh,
anyways, you were
but,
saying with
yeah,
the
no,
frequencies of one of the three letter
the
words or
gateway,
whatever.
yeah, being able to manifest, being able to manifest things like your thoughts into reality. It was one of those ASMRs. Basically, would pay, I believe it's a 428 on your either right or left ear, and then you would play the 528 on your either right or left ear, and interchange them until initiated a response. Typically, the right side of the brain resonates at a higher frequency than the left. And believe it or not, those two exist. As a matter of fact, there was a scientist who was able to map all the frequencies, and they go from 2 to 12 hertz all throughout the body, and they tie into specific organs. So anyway,
That's interesting.
the
Okay.
gateway experience showed you how to manifest things using meditation, these two sounds, to synchronize the resonant frequency between the two sides, two halves of the brain, to literally bring into being things that were not.
So I guess like to this is me processing, and I'm not trying to bastardize what you're saying, but it's just like from what I'm thinking, it's just like I guess that's the same thing as just like it's not just a religious thing, but some people will say it in a spiritual way too. But like, I want to speak this to existence. Is it something like that, but in more of like a
It's
mind?
exactly what it is.
Okay,
It's
I got you.
exactly what it is. Like you said, to use that word, it was a perfect word. We've bastardized each other's thoughts and called the other person wrong for so long in human history that we've divided ourselves down to the pigment shade of our skin. Like shade. You could be black and then you could be a lighter color of black and you will hate each other. It's crazy because we've taken each other's ideas that all said the original same thing back in the beginning when we were all one, and picked it apart and just called it our own thing, so much so that
It's
we
not
lost
even
sight of the
just
fact.
that, dude. Like, okay, so
It's
have
a
you ever been
lot.
into like a kind of like not even a taboo subject, but like let's do it like
Been a swinger
not
for 10
conspiracy
years, so
theories,
there
but
ain't
like
nothing
were you ever
taboo.
into anime and like people thought we're fucking weird? Or for your example, probably like comic books. Like, were you ever into comic books and you were called like a nerd or a dweeb in school or something like that? Does that resonate with
I was
you?
always weird. I was a weird one. Like I was kind of like I've
So
always
yeah, like.
been open.
It's so
Like
weird
I
when people
didn't.
do that. Like these days, like let's say you were really into Superman, just for example. Like let's say you were really into Superman, and then some jock just come over to you, is like, dude, that's stupid. You're into like this fucking weird like pussy stuff or whatever. It's just like, and then you just don't bring it up anymore, and then that destroys like your passion. It's just like, well, if I bring it up, people are gonna make fun of me. That's kind of what we've done
Oh
to each
yeah.
other, and that's why it's
Yeah,
coming
that's
up.
what we exactly.
And that's
Yeah.
why I think it's coming up like so. Like that's why I think it's coming up, like,
Radicalized.
because all these people have had these closeted thoughts about these ideas and feelings and stuff like that, and now people are like really open to stuff. Like, I feel like you're even though what is it called, our society feels very closed off or divided, I think this is a time where people are just like a lot more accepting of people, not just millennials. I know like that's the thing about millennials, but like I think it's just in generality, especially during this time, during.